In today's business news, a media giant finds a buyer. The Chicago-based Tribune Company announced this morning that it has accepted a buyout offer from real estate magnate Sam Zell. If completed, the deal may finally usher in the next chapter for the troubled media company, which owns 11 daily newspapers, including the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune. But that's not all. The company also owns 23 television stations and the Chicago Cubs. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following the story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This has definitely been a long time coming. What finally made the deal happen?
Well, I guess you could say this is the least worst option. Just for a few details, the company will be valued at about $34 a share. Sam Zell's investing all of $315 million of his own money into a company that's valued a little less, I guess, with a market cap of about $8 billion plus a couple billion in debt. This is the best they got. You know, he was able to leverage this using essentially a certain amount of employee shares. It's a very complicated structure, but this is the best offer they got after a really tortured process.
Now, I'm looking at the Tribune's just announced the deal that they've just announced, and it says that Tribune would be going private. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that they would probably be insulated, or they would definitely be insulated from the daily vagaries of Wall Street. That is, they wouldn't have to appease large investors for the question of their market share. That's something that a lot of people in journalism have kind of clamored for as publicly traded companies have been hit hard. Then again, you know, you don't know until it happens what that private owner will how he will set priorities, what kinds of financial dictates he'll make until he's in the chairman's seat.
And is this any sort of vote of confidence in the newspaper business?
Well, in interviews, Sam Zell has said that he's bullish on it, particularly in certain online ventures. The growth of online Career Builder, which Tribune owns a major share in, is a big deal. He says he's bullish, but in fact, it's a fairly risky proposition. It's a bit of a gamble.
So according to this press releases, am I reading this right, that the Tribune is selling the Cubs?
The Tribune Company will no longer own the Chicago Cubs after this season. Many fans of Chicago have clamored for that for some years, and we'll see how that treats the team's fortunes.
David, thanks very much.
You bet.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.